You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our next guest, Mike Broyles, joins us from California. Mike is the executive director of Lifeline Global Ministries. Lifelineglobal.org is the website to go to. And actually comes to us by way of introduction from our friend Steve Russo, who our listeners regularly hear on the short feature Real Answers on KLYT. Mike, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much, Steve. Great to be with you and your radio family.
Well, we are excited to hear more about what you're doing with Lifeline Global Ministries. I honestly I didn't dive too deep into the website. I figured I was going to the source and we'd get the information there. But I am excited to hear what you're doing with prison ministry and really seeing how families are being impacted. And by the end of our time today, I'd like to perk up the ears of those that are involved in prison ministry right here in New Mexico and to find out how you can connect with Lifeline Global Ministries. But Mike, let's go back to the beginning. What drew you to this type of ministry?
I came into it kind of kicking and screaming a little bit. I've been a pastor for over 50 years I have a son who had his father-in-law was in a chaplain locally here in Los Angeles, and he started inviting me, and a ministry called Awana Clubs International was involved, and that's how we made a connection, and then I began getting involved in ministry in Angola State Prison in Louisiana. And then also in LA County jails here in Los Angeles.
All right. So the ministry, Lifeline Global Ministries, what's the history there? When did that ministry start?
Yeah. Officially, we were born about 2003 through Awana Clubs. A Christian warden in Louisiana named Burrow Kane at Angola State Prison. Some of the inmate Christian men wanted to break the cycle of incarceration with their children because children follow their fathers 70% of the time inside prison. And their desire was not to have their children go in. And so the warden called Awana, and that's how we were birthed about 21 years ago. We're really a family ministry, Steve, trying to assist the men and women on the inside to come to faith in Christ and then to break the cycle of incarceration. So we're really trying to reach the dad and the moms on the inside so that they can reach their children.
Okay. Well, you know, so many prison ministries we talk to, they talk much about the recidivism rate and the goal to, keep people who are getting paroled or, finishing their sentence to keep them out of prison. But the focus here seems to be more trying to, break the trend of a parent passing along idea, trying to stop the next generation from being another generation finding themselves incarcerated.
Yes, sir. 95, percent of inmates in America are eventually going to go home. They're going to get out. And so we're trying to prepare the parent who's incarcerated to return home, but to start that communication with the child, seek forgiveness to that child if that's appropriate, and then begin to build a real relationship between father and sons and fathers and daughters and mothers and children, and so that the cycle can be broken. But it begins while they're incarcerated, and then we trust that we'll lay a foundation when they do go home that they'll have a relationship with their children, and it will just bloom and blossom as they go home.
So, Mike, let's jump into some of the key parts of Lifeline Global Ministries. And by the way, if our listeners want to follow along online, they can go to the website at lifelineglobal.org. And let's talk about Malachi Dads and Hannah's Gift and how that applies to the work you're doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Steve, this is the bread and butter of Lifeline Global Ministries. That is, Malachi Dads is a Bible study. Our first book that they worked through in a small group of 6 or 8 or 10 inmates along with a facilitator is called The Heart of a Father, or for the mothers, The Heart of a Mother. It's 12 weeks long. It's interactive Bible studies. We appreciate the chaplains and those who come in to preach, but we're really a discipleship ministry. And so they work through our Bible studies. There's 12 lessons. Like for Malachi Dads, the first 5 lessons are on how to be a Christ follower, basically, the basics of Christianity. And then lessons 6 through 12 is about marriage and fathering and how to be a better father while you're on the inside. So you have a facilitator, probably a volunteer, maybe a chaplain, maybe somebody from your church who could go in and we would train. And then they facilitate that group of 6 or 8 people. Excuse me. And they work through a Bible study, and they pray together about their family, about restoration. And then at the end of the 12 weeks, they get a certificate of completion. And in that world, the prison world, that's an important tool for many of the inmates that we deal with. This is their first recognition of completing something academic, but spiritual in nature. We have homework, and we engage into the scriptures to help them understand what it means to be a godly man and a godly father.
And I'm assuming Hannah's Gift is just the women's side of that.
And exactly. So the women do the same things. I'll need a facilitator or with 6 or 8 or 10 ladies, and they work through the workbook. We recognize them at the end. Just last Saturday, I was in a California prison, and we had a Malachi Dad graduation. So we recognize that. We honor them. There's testimonies. Sometimes a prison will provide a little bit of snacks and food. We celebrate what God's doing in their family and restoring the fathers and the children, or the mothers and the children.
Very good. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Mike Broyles of Lifeline Global Ministries. The website is lifelineglobal.org. And Mike, if can you stay with us? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more.
Sure.
About the ministry and your new book.
Okay, thank you.
All right, stay with us. We'll be back with more with Mike Broyles, Lifeline Global Ministries, right after this on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Mike Broyles. Mike is the executive director of Lifeline Global Ministries, the website, and we'd encourage you to go there. There's a lot of good information there, lifelineglobal.org. We talked a little bit about Malachi Dads and Hannah's Gift, a 12-week Bible study program in the prison. But Mike, really, it seems like the focus of the ministry, well, actually, when you mentioned, you know, the first part of the Bible study is understanding what it means to be a Christ follower. So you waste no time going directly to the gospel. But the hope ultimately in this ministry is to see that the next generation isn't impacted adversely by the incarceration of a parent, that we don't see that go on to the next generation. And you mentioned, you know, your start in this doing ministry or being connected with work being done at Angola prison in Louisiana, and then another prison in California. But the ministry not limited to the United States. This is a worldwide ministry. Tell us a little bit about how that's gone.
Sure. Yeah. Steve, we're in 39 states in America. Our last two we're just getting into is Iowa and Nebraska, starting next month. But we are internationally, and we're in some African countries like Kenya. We're in Dominican Republic, Cuba. We've been in Costa Rica, so some Spanish countries. Our materials are translated obviously in English, and all of them are in Spanish also. So we've been blessed to be able to go into places like Dominican. There's about 20 prisons in Dominican Republic, and we're in about 15 of them. We partner up with another ministry there, and we've done the training. They carry it out, and we're honored to serve Christ in various parts of the world.
So you mentioned the Malachi Dads and Hannah's Gift studies that are going on in prison, which require a facilitator. Is that a facilitator always someone that a volunteer or staff member that comes from outside the prison, or are the facilitators ever people already in prison?
Yeah, we have both. We work closely in most prisons and jail situations. We work closely with the chaplains. Sometimes the chaplain chooses to help facilitate Malachi Dads, or they assist us, the chaplain does, of partnering up with volunteers, or we find local church folks who are have a heart for these broken men and women and their families, and we do a little orientation and training on Zoom these days, and then we walk them through the process with the jail and prison, and they facilitate the Malachi Dads or Hannah's Gift studies. And then sometimes as we get going, and we have for each of the men, Malachi Dads and Hannah's Gift, more than one book. So for the men, we have, Steve, we have enough material for almost a year's worth of Bible study, and for the women about 7 months worth. So we build rapport with these folks on the inside, but it's mostly done by volunteers or chaplains.
And one of the things we talked about in our first segment was to encourage those already doing some prison ministry here in New Mexico, get their ears perked up and be listening, because the truth is Lifeline Global Ministries is looking for, I believe what you're looking for is facilitators right here in New Mexico that can go into the prisons and walk inmates through the Malachi Dads information and study, and then Hannah's Gift for the ladies as well. Is that the case?
Yes, sir, Steve. We love your audience to consider partnering up with us, lifelineglobal.org, and then we will assist and train and get you going. If you're already in ministry in the prisons, we'd love to partner up with you because you have experience. So if you're a part of a local church or you do this as an individual, we'd love to connect with you. Or if you're a church and you're doing a men's ministry or women's ministry, we'd love to come alongside and help you begin in the prisons in New Mexico. We've been in New Mexico here and there, but we really, to be honest, Steve, we don't have the strength that we want. We need local churches and individuals, and those of you who are prison officials and leaders within the New Mexico state system, if you could contact us, that would be a wonderful aid. You would help us get in and get started with touching the lives of the inmates on the inside for men and women there in New Mexico.
Well, I think that's a great strategy, you know, reaching out to those that are already going into the prisons. But Mike, let's speak to those who maybe have that heart for reaching those that are incarcerated. But there's that natural intimidation factor of going down to the prison or the county lockup or what have you. Help walk them past that find some encouragement to help get them over that hump.
Yes. I've been doing this for over 15 years, going into prisons, and I've taken groups of people all over the world, in some of the most challenging prisons in the world. And I have found that the prison officials and leaders, when they have guests like us, that they really take care of us. And so I like to say, Steve, my experience of taking in hundreds and thousands of people over the last 15 years is that it's safer going into prisons because they're alert for their guests coming in. They don't want any bad publicity. And it's safer to go into prison than to go to the mall in our community. And people, take a step back and say, well, how can that be? But that's been true. I've never had one incident personally or with all the people. I just took in, like I said, Saturday, I took in four other people with me. We had no incident, no areas. The inmates, we have found to be respectful to both men and women as they come in and minister. They appreciate volunteers coming in and trying to assist them to be better people.
So, Mike, we also mentioned in our first segment that we would let our listeners know about a new book that's been released. And if you go to the website, actually, at lifelineglobal.org, right at the top of the page, there's a place to click on where it says New Book Release, Only God, Now Available. Only God being the title, the subtitle, Transforming One Inmate and Family at a Time. Tell us a little bit about your new book.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Yeah, Only God is about stories about what God is doing around the world on the inside in prisons and transforming lives. And so I've been a pastor for many, many years, and yet I see in many places in prisons, a higher interest of spiritual and godly things, even sometimes than in local churches in our communities. And so in many situations, men and women are coming to faith in Christ. There's other good ministries like Prison Fellowship and other good Christ-honoring ministries out there. And there really is a spiritual renewal going on in prisons around the United States and outside of America. I've been in over 80 prisons around the world, and I've seen many men and women come to faith. The great thing about Malachi Dads and Hannah's gift as if they come to faith. In fact, in Malachi Dads, our first book, the third lesson is how to come to Christ, how to come to faith in Christ. And so our materials obviously want to help the moms and the dads to be godly parents and reconnect to their children and seek forgiveness and healing and hope in the home. But also, we're trying to teach them out of God's truth of how to be a godly person, even while they're incarcerated. So we wrote the book to try to encourage the church on the outside to get involved, because God's used this to change me. I'm one of the people that God has used, the inmates, as I've seen this fresh love for Christ. As I've observed it, it's impacted my love for Christ. So I wrote about stories from all over the world. There's a lot of bad news out there, Steve, as you know, out in the world. We're giving some good news. Only hope, transforming one inmate and family at a time, gives the good news of Christ and what God is doing around the world. We love to have people consider that.
Well, we so much appreciate, too, Mike, you sharing this last part, because I was just sitting here thinking, you know, whether it's those who serve at VBS or, you know, weekly in a children's ministry, or maybe do a short-term mission trip, you know, the goal, obviously, is always to bless those that you're reaching out to and to serve. And in service, it seems so often that those that are trying so desperately to give to others end up finding blessing themselves. And I love to hear how it's impacted your walk with Christ, and look forward to having hopefully some New Mexicans reach out through the website. And again, we're visiting with Mike Broyles. He's the executive director of Lifeline Global Ministries. Go to the website at lifelineglobal.org and find out about how you can get involved. And included on the website, the curriculum center. There's all kinds of material to look through and more information about the ministry. Mike, we know you're busy and you're heading into meetings this morning, but we appreciate the time that you've taken to let us know more about Lifeline Global Ministries and the work being done to bring restoration to those incarcerated and to families in America and really all across the globe. Thanks again for your time, and we look forward to having you on ABQ Connect another time.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
God bless you. Likewise, and thanks for listening. ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.